Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome to the BFF's YouTube channel. Make sure you guys tap the bell, subscribe, like the video, and comment down below.
All right, BFF's brought to you by DatChat. So DatChat is an awesome new social networking and messaging app that a bunch of us here at Barstool are now using. It gives you the ultimate level of privacy so you can message and share with people you know the way you normally do. So you can post private messages. There's absolutely no screenshotting allowed. If you send something stupid, get a little drunk, send a crazy text, you can self-destruct and nobody will ever see it. Super private, super intimate, and us here from BFFs are on it. So I use it all the time and you guys should use it too. You can download DatChat for iPhone and Android. In the app stores right now, or go to datchat.com/barstool to get more info and download DatChat. Make sure to join our BFFs page to talk all things BFFs. Go get DatChat. It's where we should all be.
All right, BFFs, returning guest. We don't have, what was that hand that just popped into the crowd? We don't have too many returning guests. Charlie Jordan, I'll say this. I don't know how or why this happened. I follow almost nobody on TikTok. And when we had you as the guest last time, I must have added you. So I just see everything you do because I follow nobody. So anytime I'm on TikTok, it's basically you smoking weed in my face. Pretty much.
I can't even post.
Just the rose cones like over and over again.
I can't even post that on TikTok. It gets taken down. So I can only post that on Instagram. But I follow both of you on TikTok. Brianna, I saw her on some turntables a little bit ago. What was up with that?
I'm learning.
She was like, this is so fun. I was like, yes, it is.
It's so fun.
Before we get into the subjects, Josh, what a turncoat. Your team gets eliminated, dude. And you show up in a Stafford shirt.
Dude, I had to go to the next little leg that was in my parlay. You know, I had Buffalo or Rams winning the Super Bowl going to the Super Bowl. Bills got beat out in the most fucking devastating game I've ever watched in my life. Like, I was literally so sad, probably about to cry for the rest of the day. Allen, goat.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Goes and makes the craziest drive ever. We get the TD with 13 seconds left, and we fucking lose.
How long till you put on the Rams jersey? Like three
this
seconds?
Morning, I mean, this morning. This morning, I go in my closet, and I was like, you know what?
I didn't expect to see
Stafford.
That jersey on.
Well, bandwagon.
Big story, sensitive story. The Jack Wright, Sienna May thing has kind of exploded. Massively. And we actually thought we were going to get Sienna May on this show. Gruen told her not to come on. Am I hearing this correctly?
Really?
I think they've worked together in the past or something.
Yeah, I think any press around that situation is probably really sensitive. So they're probably trying to be just very cautious about everything. But I actually just watched the entire video that Jack posted last night, and it's pretty crazy that all that stuff is on the internet.
We may need your microphone down just a tad, I think.
Mine?
Charlie's.
Hey, Vinny!
Yes, Charlie, what you said, super sensitive, but listen, I'm a numbers guy. We're
it's
in this
all about the
world. So we get a call Saturday, like Sienna May wants to come on BFF and tell her side of the story, do an exclusive. I'm like, fuck yeah. I was at a basketball game. I'm like, I'll come do it now. We sit down for this. We find out she's not coming on. And I'm told by Kareem, our producer, that Gruen, who is Josh's guy, and part of this is the reason she's not coming on, which is crazy.
That's super weird.
It's a little kind of.
She's the one who like reached out, and then she was like, "Just kidding."
Yeah,
it's a direct correlation. I said there's a good chance that what Gruen told her impacted her not coming on.
Yeah, Gruen said don't go on any podcasts.
He didn't say don't go on BFFs. He said,
but we're a podcast.
Was this?
Yes.
Was
this is true.
Well, kind of because I feel like as we've seen in the past, like she. Sometimes like she definitely
gets very
angry. If you're an over-explainer or talk a lot, like it can be very hard to control what you're saying on a podcast. Right?
I was going to say, I think she digs herself a bigger hole sometimes.
Yes.
Like, I just think that the way she went about certain of the responses made it so people made it a worse situation.
So am I like an evil human, because what you guys are saying, I just see like a cash register with like numbers going through. It's like, okay, well, let's get like, that's what we do. Don't we want that exclusive?
But yes. I mean, like, I don't know if it's, we should look at it as just like a cash register.
Have you seen the video, Dave?
Which one?
Jack's.
The one that Jack made.
I watched some of it towards the end, and that's what we'll get into. But there's two sides to every story, right?
100%.
Of course. It's just, I think when someone is, I don't know, in the video you can see when he's talking, like, he's very emotional about it. And I think it's kind of hard to lie about that. Like, when someone is opening up about something and he's, like, trying to hold back tears and talking about all this stuff, like, it was a lot more, like, intense than I thought it was going to be when I clicked on the video. Like, I was like, oh, this is, like, an internet back and forth, because when she first came out, she posted so much shit about it. I barely even saw anything that he said. Mm-hmm. I just saw TikTok video after TikTok video, rant. And then he finally posted this, and I watched it, and I was like, shit. I was like, this kid's really been going through it the past couple months. Like, fuck, I was actually going to reach out to him, because regardless of whose fault it is to have, again, like, as a male, to open up about sexual assault, like, you kind of have the whole world against you. Like, no one's really going to believe you, and he kind of talked about that. So it's a very interesting situation, very he said, she said.
Yeah, and we commented on the beginning. I was on Sienna's, I don't want to say side, it's obviously a super sensitive subject, but I use the equation, you don't know the nature of their relationship, and that is the he said, she said. But I always use, I was saying, like, if I was passed out at a party and my girlfriend, like, climbed on me and, like, grabbed me, she's my girlfriend, she can't do that. I'm not going to be, like, riled up about that. But there is definitely the back and forth on where the relationship was at.
Yeah, Jack kind of came out and said that they were never dating and that she, like, didn't have the permission to do that. So that was the whole thing. And I think people, it's kind of hard because you have to, like, flip it and look at it if it was from a girl's perspective and how much more, like, fucked up you would think it is. So yeah. It's just, like, harder because society, when it's a guy, you're like, oh, that couldn't happen. You're a dude. You want to fuck. But, like,
I also feel like the first video that was released, that video of Jack where it's, like, you can't really see shit and he has his, like, he kind of moves around in it a little bit. She's got, like, that was the only evidence at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. So what evidence? We have a lot of stuff here. And the Jack video is how long in total?
17 minutes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
pretty long.
I did notice, and I don't know, there was a gazillion cuts. A gazillion cuts. Like every 2 seconds, cut.
Which I didn't notice that.
It's very cut up, which I don't know that means anything, but it's not necessarily like a stream of consciousness. I don't know. It's such a tough thing. It's a he said, she said. That's why. So what'd Sienna say? She wrote an op-ed?
Yeah, she wrote an art. Like, she came out with an op-ed or something like that, pretty much saying, like, I think we have a bit of it on this sheet. It says, I never broke into Jack's house. Did I know the code to his garage door? Yes, but because he gave it to me. One of the first scenes we filmed for the Hype House show was me walking into the house and jokingly saying, I'm home, because that's what everyone does in the right house. It's the hangout house. When Jack and James lived there, there were always friends around, even sometimes until 2 a.m. Jack said he used to see me at the car at 2 a.m. in front of his house, but failed to mention most of the time there would be other friends there too. I never stalked him. I never sat outside his house in the middle of the night. Over the past week, some of our mutual hometown friends have reached out. Like me, they aren't sure how to process some of what Jack is saying and are just as confused as I am.
Did she say anything? The story of that I feel like is pretty weird, and it's always so sensitive, but like she got on top of him like naked and he had to like get off. Like,
yeah. She said all they ever have done was kissed. She's never touched his like privates right here. All Jack and I ever did was kiss. I've never seen, felt, or touched him naked. We spent several nights at the Hype House together, but I never grabbed him asleep or awake, yet I'm still being called a rapist across the internet by those who don't understand the meaning of the word.
It's so tough, man. Like, the back and forth of, like, he said, she said. I just don't even know why this is on the internet to start with, honestly. Like, they're like, oh, we have our attorneys handling it and dealing with it, yet they're still...
They're all posting.
Posting about it, which is where it kind of goes to your point, Dave, of, like, this is a numbers thing. I'm like, what's the point of taking this all online? And there was that whole thing recently that happened, too. More, like, females assaulting or people being, like, openly talking about the stuff on the internet. That kid that was a gamer got assaulted recently. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about that.
There's that whole thing with who was it? Was it Lorray? It was like a month ago.
Oh, I didn't hear about this.
Dude, there was like another boy that came out and was like, "Oh, I was sexually assaulted." Da 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 da. And it was like, no one believes you.
Oh, Vinny Hacker.
No.
Oh, Vinny Hacker also said it on Harry Jowsey's podcast that he was like assaulted too.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
It's like a little bit of a people are just getting comfortable with saying it, or right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's a very sensitive subject, and if that is something that actually happened to you, you should 100% like do it the proper way of like if you actually got raped, like going to get a rape kit and like going to the police and like whatever. But all the he said, she said speculation, I just personally think should be handled offline. And this whole thing, it's blown up. That video, how many views does that have now? In like
15 million, I bet.
Crazy.
I can't agree with Charlie more that stuff like this should not be tried on TikTok or the press. Like, there's somebody is not telling the truth and is greatly damaging the other person's reputation. Like, only those two know. My point remains, I can't do anything based on the video. The video to me that I saw, the original, still to me isn't proof of anything. But if his story is true, then he's right. And if her story is true, she's right. I will say, the one thing I saw weird is he says, like, this was happening consistently, but then they just kept hanging out and making content.
TikToks and stuff like that. Yeah.
So his thing was, like, he didn't realize that he was kind of being gaslighted and manipulated and that he wanted it to stop. And he set boundaries, but she wouldn't stop. He was too nice. I feel like there was just a miscommunication on what the relationship was. I think she thought it was something different, and he thought it was something completely different. And they
Jack is
never
super
talked.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's, like, a very, very nice kid. And when I met him, he was so young. He was, like, doing pole vault in high school. I was like, what is going on? Like, I met him at the Hype House, and she is super outgoing, very, very strong.
They're both pretty young. Like, aren't they the same age, though?
Yeah, but I feel like she seems more grown to me for some reason. Like, he was just like, yeah, like, I'm doing high school, like, da-da-da. I haven't seen Jack in a long time, but I hope both of them are doing okay, because if I was in their position, this would be really hard. Like, It's an indescribable feeling. Hello? Can I
it's
help you?
It's tough to do
my,
this
my
serious
dog's attacking.
Subject.
Yeah, I know. That it's like, it's supposed to be a serious subject right now. My dog's jumping on Charlie, like, licking her in the
face.
What's
your dog's name, Buddy?
Yeah, Buddy.
Girl, Buddy the girl?
Yeah, Buddy a girl.
I mean, I think everyone just, a no is a no, regardless of gender. I will say, I didn't know he pole vaulted in high school. I didn't even know that's like a thing, but.
I don't know
that
how
was
that's
a random
like relevant
tidbit,
to the
but,
story. But.
No, I was just saying, like, when I met him, he was still in school and very young, and both these kids are super young. So to be having to deal with, like, such a heavy topic in front of so many people, very he said, she said, I hope, like I said, both of them are doing okay, and it all gets figured out.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, moving away from the heavier, because, again, it's just who do you believe, really. Yeah, there's no, they don't really have facts.
Yeah,
for
no one's ever gonna know.
Like, you don't
really
know. You don't know unless you're one of the two people that were.
Unless you take her that original video, and you're like, there it is. That's proof. Mm-hmm. I personally didn't, but
right.
If you do, then you do. Okay, lighter subjects. Addison Rae, Lady Gaga. A very short recording going around of Addison Rae, recording an unreleased Gaga song. Wow,
that's crazy.
She just gets the song.
How do you
she
feel about this
Lady
one, Dave?
Gaga
you're
song.
A you're
well,
a little
I
monster.
I like Addison. I'm a big Addison fan, but Gaga is like the best concert I've ever been to in my life. I'm a monster. I can't believe Addison would try to sing Gaga, because that is like going after like Whitney Houston. I mean, Gaga is
Gaga is Gaga.
A
but
generational
you need
voice.
The, like, you need the performance behind it too to be Gaga, right?
So
like,
let's,
you can't just
oh, she's
be
everything.
A singer. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you can't go do one of her songs and not have the whole show at the same time, or else.
So let's see the clip. Yeah. I mean, if she can sing Gaga, you can sing the phone book.
It's a very short clip, but you can kind of hear it. That's it.
Oh, that's so short.
Yeah.
One more time.
One more time, yeah. It's giving like very Forever 21.
Giving not Lady Gaga.
I'm hearing like 2000 and like 10 music.
Selena Gomez a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I as I say, I'm a big Gaga fan. I don't even know what song that was.
No, it's you wouldn't know. It's an unreleased song.
Unreleased. So like she would give it kind of like the Dixie D'Amelio thing.
I'm a big fan of all everyone trying to do their own music. Obviously, like, we're all out here trying to figure out what we want to do. But I would love to see all these TikTok kids that want to make music, like, come out with their own original, like, sound, you know? That would be really sick.
How stupid am I? I don't understand what we're saying is happening here.
Okay, so remember Dixie released a song, and we were, like, trying to figure out if it was about Addison and stuff? Do you remember that? It's because it was a sample. So she took someone else's song. You can, like, sell songs. It's kind of the same thing with Lady Gaga and Addison. So this is an unreleased song that Lady Gaga didn't want, and she's giving it to Addison.
Got it.
Yeah.
I thought we were saying she was trying to sing, like, Paparazzi or something.
No, no.
Oh, no, 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 no.
I thought she was trying to cover Lady Gaga. That's, like, you're crazy to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
that's even crazier than just doing it unreleased. Got it.
I'm familiar with this dude, West Elm Caleb Tinder. So it's a guy named Caleb West Elm because he works there. And apparently his jam is he, like, meets girls on Tinder. I've never heard the phrase. He love bombs them or something. He's super effusive.
Yes. He, like, slides in the DMs, and he makes it, like, romantic and magical. Like, I've never seen someone as beautiful as you. I'm in love with you. I would love to take you out. I haven't felt like this in forever. Like a love bomb.
So, like, every dude.
And then he just ghosts them, right?
Yeah, he'll go out with them.
I think it's a two-date thing. It's like a two-date thing, right?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, he does two dates. So he, like, makes you think, like, oh, he's different. He went on a second date. And then he's like, ah, gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, and then he sends right after. His dick pics all around town as well.
Oh, God.
And I guess he's hung.
Is that, like, the closer to the second date? He just... Here's a dick pic.
Yep.
Yeah, and then I saw some girls saying unsolicited, like, just dick pics. Yeah, I haven't. No one told me that.
That's a good closer, man.
Great closer. Great way to end the conversation.
Yeah. So
here you go.
Caleb himself is not on social media any longer. So he.
Dang.
He had to go dark. He had to, like, recreate his image. So
I went on a manhunt for him, and he changed. Oh. I got a girl who used to talk to him, and, like, got his number. It went green. Like,
oh,
he changed
shit.
His phone number, he's gone.
He got caught.
He disappeared.
But all right, I have this debate. I think this would make girls more interested in him.
What?
In which way?
I think a lot more girls would be like, oh, now I'm interested in West Elm Caleb than before.
Because they think they're going to be
the
like
notoriety
the
of being in demand and shit like that. Girls get attracted to that, even if they say they didn't. But it's like being kind of like a player, a bad boy, as much as girls say they don't like it.
Yeah.
Alex from Target is now Caleb from West Elm.
I didn't, like, hear that. You froze.
I don't know if you know who Alex from Target is, Dave.
No.
Alex from Target was this dude that everyone was obsessed with. He just worked at Target. But now we got Caleb from West Elm. Like, super random spot to work also. But
wait, do you guys agree with that assessment? Like, Charlie, do you think more girls now will be interested in this guy?
Maybe, like, yeah, a little bit. But
I think, like, more for, like,
I think it's, like, the allure, you know? Yeah, yeah. It's not really, like, they'd actually be interested in him.
Well, I don't know,
like,
if he really cares if they're super interested in him. He just needs two dates. And then it's unsolicited deck pic.
How did you guys find this dude?
He was viral. He was everywhere.
Super viral. I didn't even hear about it. He's dated, like, everyone in New York.
But you know what's weird? That he's running from it. The fact that he's running from it actually makes me think he's more of a psychopath.
A serial killer.
Like, yeah, serial killer vibes for sure.
Well,
yeah, I would have thought he would lean in.
They were attaching his, like, company to it. So imagine if it was, like, Barstool.
He has a company?
Kareem, it's fucking West Elm.
Yeah, I'm sure he doesn't want to be fired from his job for giving them, like, negative PR.
It's West Elm.
He's a designer. That's probably a big gig for him.
Oh, he's a designer at West Elm.
It does say he went to Savannah College of Art and Design.
Shit.
So.
He probably got his dream job.
He's artistic too. Well,
That's on you.
What is he gonna get? What is West Elm gonna fire him for? For, like, ghosting girls? What are you, crazy?
Maybe the unsolicited dick pic.
Yeah, maybe the dick pic.
Yeah,
part.
Probably that one. Because remember, if we think about traditional jobs, that is not a thing. Remember, like, when you just, like, couldn't post anything? Like, you were scared to post anything on the internet because you're like, I'm going to get fired. Okay, because you're a child. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got it.
I remember that.
Yeah, like, you couldn't post. Like, it was, like, the fear of getting fired if you post in a bikini. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Or getting into college, you're like, I can't post anything.
Yeah, I will not be doing that or going back anytime soon.
Push and P, after the release of rapper Gunna's latest album, DS Forever, Push and P has taken over the internet. If you're Push and P, it basically means you're winning at something in life. Gunna used Push and P.
Push a P.
I don't know what the fuck this means. She pez bean.
So basically we would say like West M. Caleb is not P.
No.
So it's good to be P.
It's good to be P,
yes. Yeah, definitely.
There's a couple different, because I asked that question. Yeah. Dude, Gunna posted. Yeah. He was reposting a bunch of people's TikToks to that. And I asked what it meant. Hold on. Can we fix his mic real quick?
Yes.
I asked what it meant. And someone said it was like push a pee, like pushing drugs. I was like,
ready? It just means read all of Gunna's tweets. Like, he kind of. It's just like being good. Risking your life to feed your family is pee. Bossing up your bitch is pee.
Yeah, you just either know what push and pee is or you don't. You
just, yeah, it's just like, oh, that's cool, that's good.
That's just pee.
Okay. Green M&M breaks the internet. M&M just updated their logo, changing the character to be more inclusive. Yeah. The biggest change comes from the green M&M, who ditched her famous heeled boots for sneakers to desexualize the M&M because it is typically a little bit flirty in the promos. Yikes.
Yeah, it might be a hot take, but I don't think it is, actually. Bring back the heels.
Bring back the heels. She's literally a circle. And what?
It's an M&M. You're really sexualizing like, an M&M.
God, that like M&M is so sexy.
It's the most like un. Like it's just like it's a circle. It's bring the heels, bro. The heels were nice.
Yeah, it's not like she had big. He's tits like I like the M&M.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's not like you got some curvy ass M&M. That's like some disformed looking M&M that you get at, like the bottom of the package. That you're kind of like, oh, this is cool looking. You know?
Yeah.
But hey, you know, if she's feeling sneakers, whatever.
Rolling Stone published an article, let the green M&M be a nasty little slut.
Oh, yep. Shit.
I love that.
I love that, too. Wait, let me see the picture. I'd get thrown in jail.
Yes, you would.
365 days in solitary confinement. A tweet has gone viral asking if people could spend 1 year in solitary confinement for $30
billion. Billion? Oh, shit. Billion.
Yeah, who yeah.
I think that might be worth it.
You would go insane. Like, you wouldn't be the same person when you came out.
1 year? Chance. That's not that That's bad for 30 billion.
You don't get to read a book. You don't get to have a movie.
Out of
no
all the
phones.
Things he listed off a book first. Do you read
You're
books, Josh?
Daring. Yes. I'm so educated. You ever read Death of a Salesman?
Absolutely not.
but what I'm saying is like your brain couldn't handle it. You would come out and you'd be a crazy person. Like you would definitely be a crazy person.
A crazy person with $30 billion. Like you could do whatever you want.
But they put someone in solitary for like a week and they're losing their shit. Like imagine like a fucking year. That would be wild. I don't know.
I know.
I don't think so.
I want to say I could. I don't know if I would make it.
Nah. I don't think I could do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been in solitary, so it's hard to do. I mean, they got to bring you food. It can't be totally solitary. Like, people have to
feed you. No, they bring
you
food.
How's
There's like a
happen?
Little
Yeah,
window.
You just have
they
to
literally
go to the bathroom
slide it
right
through
there.
A window.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You say that as an authority. I don't know if that's true. The Bills lost. What the fuck, Josh Richardson? We talked about that already because this is crazy that you switch. I tried to get Mahomes' wife and Jackson again on the show. Again, nothing. But she's catching all sorts of heat because after they won, she took a champagne bottle and went bananas on the crowd. We have the video.
Wait, who?
Do you know Patrick Mahomes? You watch football at all?
Uh-uh.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback. He just beat the Bills last week.
You might know Jackson.
His wife and his brother are like kind of known as nuts. And they just do a lot of crazy outlandish things. Like they danced on a memorial of a player one time or something, or like standing on it, and they keep like they just do silly things without really thinking. They're not very self-aware is how you'd put it.
Or they're super self-aware.
Or they're super self-aware. One of the two. You see, I actually don't, I hate to side with them, but like I don't think spraying some champagne after like a huge fucking dub.
I think that's
is that big of a deal. I think people just are making it not cool of her to do because it's her. I think if it was someone else, they'd be like, "Oh, that was awesome."
Yeah,
why is it a problem?
If it was Josh Allen's girlfriend, Brittany, who, like, everyone loves both of them, if she did it, it would be well received. It's just the back history. Now, it's also freezing there, and do you want to get, like, splashed going home? I don't know. I am kind of – so Charlie, who's absolutely struggling with the microphone.
Guys, this is really hard. I don't know if you've watched for the past 15 minutes, but I've just been trying to get this mic to stay up.
Yes, I have seen that. And I also heard you say you didn't know who Patrick Mahomes is. So sorry about that. You just –
She keeps fucking touching this shit. There's no way it's just falling on its own.
It keeps going down all the way. And then I keep – it's just slow. It's slowly like, nah.
So you just know nothing about – you don't even know football exists.
No, I definitely used to keep up with football growing up. But as of recent, I just don't really watch – like, I can't even sit down and watch, like, a TV show or, like, a movie. Like, I'm just doing so much. Like, my attention span to sit down and watch something is kind of low. But with football, like, I love watching it. I love going to the games. I think I prefer to watch basketball.
Got it.
But football is great.
Khloe Kardashian Photoshop fail. Khloe Kardashian gained major heat after she was caught with a terrible Photoshop fail, making her fingers look extremely long. Bunch of people do it. I have a question for you, Charlie.
Yes.
We have an employee here. I had a long debate. An influencer. There's a girl, an influencer. She would go into the influencer's comments and tag her friends, Photoshopped. Photoshopped. Do you think that's mean girl behavior?
I do, just because, obviously, like, I don't know. It's not, like, a fucking secret anymore. Like, if you Photoshop your pictures or you do something like that, like, just be open about it. And going and commenting that shit, like, what's the point? Like, if you're not going to leave...
You're just doing it to tear someone down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, everyone on the internet now just likes to critique and fucking call whatever they can out. It's all, like, the Kardashians have been Photoshopping their shit for years. Like, that's not even, like, a new... Like, we've been knowing
Her fingers do look a little grim reapish, though.
Dude, there was, like, a fucking video, a whole commercial that they Photoshopped. And it was, like, a video that, like, as they're moving, it's all warped and weird. A lot of people Photoshop, but it is mean girl behavior, in my opinion.
There's been a lot of buzz about Phil from ZipRecruiter. And a lot of thank you Phils going around. Here's what some people are saying on the internet. Alyssa M. said, Phil, you are amazing. You gave me confidence. I needed to land an awesome job. Thank you. Anthony P. said, Phil sent me jobs I was a great match for, so I knew something good was going to happen. And Liliana G said, super thankful for Phil at ZipRecruiter. He made a whole job search easier, and he helped me land a job. Stefana W also gave a shout out to Phil. She said, Phil, you made my job search a priority, and you stuck with me all throughout it. Couldn't have done it without you. There's sure a lot of love for Phil at ZipRecruiter. In fact, that Phil sounds like someone you want in your corner, especially if you want your job search to be easier, and who wouldn't? All you have to do is team up with Phil from ZipRecruiter and let Phil fill your life with a new fulfilling job. That's a lot of Phils. And now, a lot of thank you, Phils. What job will Phil help you discover? Find out at ZipRecruiter.com. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com. You got some videos to react to. I don't know if this is last 24 hours threesome.
If you have 24 hours left to live, what would you do?
Fuck. Maybe have a threesome with the barstool guy and his girlfriend.
Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Anything else?
Dave, I think that's gotta be you, Dave.
What the fuck, bro? I don't even know what to say to that.
That's the first thing she thinks of.
Wow. That's like on the spot, no thoughts come into your head, and it's just like, okay, instincts.
She's thought about this.
Fuck Dave Portnoy and his girlfriend.
I had not seen that. That caught me off guard a little bit. I think that's more credit to her. Girls will come up to her every once in a while. I think girls like her. So I get it's
to your girl?
Compliment to her. Yeah. Girls are a fan of her. Okay. That was shocking.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Video,
by the way, that's
last
a huge
day on earth.
That's a huge, I take that as a gigantic compliment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the last thing she would do on earth.
Yeah. Like, it's not, she'd not say love you to your mom or dad, not like, hey, I want to spend the day with my family, not like,
yeah, fuck the
I
siblings.
Don't know,
yeah.
Get married, have a kid, and nothing like that. Like, fuck
huge
that
jump.
Shit.
And you
don't
know it
that.
Was about for Silvana because she didn't even know your name. She said barstool guy and his girlfriend.
I 100%. I think if she knew Silvana and didn't know me, it was just her answer would have been the same, except instead of three people, it would have been like two people.
Yeah.
All right, TikToker parents does coke.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Did Tana talk about that? Yeah,
I was in an LA club the other night, and one of the more famous parents in this space, I won't say who they were, I saw them doing a bunch of
I know who it is. Yeah.
And they're the parent of this.
Fun guy, though. Can we be honest?
Super.
Fun guy. Listen, if you have a daughter or son, and they're making tens of millions of dollars jumping on a trampoline, you are supposed to go out to LA and shove grout in your face.
Do we know who they're referring to?
No, she's saying no to everyone in the comments. So people
yeah,
ask
but
if it
it's
got to
be it's got to be one of those people. Like it's got to be one of those. She's just saying no.
He said it, if my kid's jumping on a trampoline, does that imply like someone specific? I don't know, but yeah, that whole I've seen a lot of parents out here getting crazy.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't know if the that list is very small. I think you could just shoot out about any parent's name that's super involved in their kid's social media.
Yep.
There's a fat chance that they just about do everything
vicariously.
I have no idea.
Dave, you know when
do you know who you think it is? You're like, I or no?
No, I got a solid list of like
so
a,
who?
Quite a
throw
few
them
parents.
Out.
No. No, but there's, I mean, anyone, like he was saying, anyone who has parents that are like momagers, dadagers, heavily involved in their kids' stuff, the odds, like I have seen so many parents out without their kids. Kids aren't even there.
Not even, yeah.
And they're just multiple getting times. Lit. I'm like, and they're coming, talking to me, like, whatever. Like, I was like, oh, okay.
Bringing, like I've seen them bring girls around.
Yeah. Nuts, like, people that are married, fully have, like, a family, are just out wilding.
Yep.
I have no guesses. I literally don't have any idea who it could be.
It's the dad that got injured playing college football thinks he could have made it pro, so lives vicariously through his son and just trains him every day and doesn't let the son have a life besides, like, play that sport. It's the exact same thing when these kids get famous. Their parents are just like, ah.
In the comment section, somebody guessed Charlie's dad. She said, no, I wouldn't have guessed that, but I don't know any of them that well.
I would never want to, like, blow up someone's family. Because that's,
just
like...
Just destroy their entire household. Yeah. Like,
I bet someone tough, named like, it in the comments. She just said no
well,
to everyone.
Well, to be honest, like, who cares? Like, I would guess the other maybe may they, know if you they probably did coke together at some point.
Yeah. I mean, maybe the kid doesn't. Yeah. The kid probably doesn't know.
Maybe.
I mean, live your life, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, all the fucking family YouTubers, like, the... What's his bucket?
Ace? Like, Ace
yeah,
family?
Like, that whole... That's, like, a prime, solid example of... What we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, those kids, like, I don't know. I've seen so much speculation and shit on the internet about that family and people come out, whatever. I can only imagine what it's like to be the kids of that situation.
Yeah. Brittany Renner claps back.
I haven't heard from her forever.
Last time I saw her was at Dion talking to his football team.
That you warn guys about girls like me, so tell me about girls like me.
Just
humor
women
me.
In general. Like, I mean,
well, no, but no, don't women in general, because you literally specifically said before we got on here that you, yeah, you did say that
that's true.
You warn guys about girls like me. So now that we're face to face, what kind of girl am I?
You're not special. You're like other girls. That's the key.
I'm not special.
Like,
so,
you're like other women that are
so
like,
what makes you special then?
I never said I was.
What do you gain from telling girls that they're not special? How does that make you feel? I mean, I know everything. Talking, I know everything is a joke, but I'm asking you a real question. So, how does it make you feel? Because if I say you're a bitch ass nigga, that does something for me, right? If I insult you, or if I tell you're not special, you're forgettable. On, what does that do for me? No, but that doesn't. But that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, what if I call you? If I just say that again, you're forgettable. That's why I didn't want to do you guys' podcast. Forgettable. Hate the setup. The name is underwhelming. I didn't really see the value in it. Right? Okay. That's how I feel. Right. But so.
Jeez, okay. She just fucking. Woo. She just like.
She just bossed up.
Mind fucked them.
Like, who completely. Are those guys?
I don't know, but they just look the biggest L I've ever seen.
They're called Fresh and Fit. They do like a YouTube show where they bring like girls on and kind of like Brittany was saying. I don't
talk
know.
Talk
like, shit. Yeah, I don't know if like degrades the word, but. It's like a show where they talk about like. They call themselves City Boys. Being a City Boy is like.
Is it like No Jumper a little bit?
No, not at all. More like it's like guy oriented. Like it's that's whatever.
Brittany, I will say, if they did their homework on Brittany Renner, when Brittany Renner gave her speech to Dion's football team, she's like, watch out for girls like me because we'll slide in. It's like, what can we get out of the relationship? If they did their homework, they could have repeated her own words. But she was being like smart about it. She's like, yeah, just be careful because as you become more famous, there'll be like thoughts and whatnot, and they're not doing it because they like you. They're doing it to get something out of the relationship. Yeah. By the way, I don't know why that just jiggered my memory. You know who I had dinner with last night sitting next to him?
Who? Who was it?
Our old friends, the Island Boys.
No.
No way.
Did you talk to them at all? Did you say hi?
So I had dinner with Grutman at Swan. He's like runs Miami. It was me and him. Island Boys come. They come over. And I could tell. I'm like, you guys don't remember me, right? Like, I could tell they were kind of looking at me. One of the Island Boys remembered me. The other one kind of did not. He picked up on it. They're the same. He was wearing iPods, like earbuds.
AirPods?
Earbuds.
Air and iPods.
Earbuds?
AirPods.
Earpods at the restaurant. I'm like, why are you, like, are you listening to music right now? And he does what he's all. I find him charming. He's like, no, I get super like high anxiety. So if I get stressed out, I can like pretend that I'm like not in it. I still like the Island Boys. They got booed so bad at Live.
It was brutal.
That was sad.
The worst booing ever at Live. But yeah, I don't know why that video reminded me of
Bryce.
That.
Bryce is beefing with them super heavy. Like
he wants to box him.
Yeah, they want to fight. He wants to fight them both in the same night.
I don't know why, while you were talking, Dave, I just remembered. I got a bone to pick with you, sir.
With me?
You mistook James Charles for me. What's up with that?
You took that as a compliment. You said he has a pretty face. It's you and Madison Beer.
Okay, I was happy about that. Won't lie, I love Madison Beer. Not mad about that at all. But, yeah, I just, that was a pretty great segment, you guys.
We got him twice. We did it twice.
You guys did it two times in a row. I was like, shit.
I don't know how that was possible.
I actually defended it. There's pictures where your face looks like his face.
He had the curly hair in the photo.
No, I literally had the exact same wig that he was wearing in that picture. I plopped it on real quick. It was kind of perfect.
Yeah, you did good with that. Beef with me. I was like, come on, that's a compliment.
Not real beef. Not real.
I have him like looking like the best looking chicks in the
planet. James is very pretty.
He's pretty.
Yeah, Dave has like James, then Madison Beer.
I don't think you guys will trick me on that again, but
we'll see.
I bet you we will.
Who's that baby?
Oh.
That's the next video.
Okay.
Who's that baby?
Let's do it. I have no idea.
No.
I have no idea. Khloe Kardashian.
No. Selena Gomez.
I don't know that one.
Are we supposed to guess?
I don't know.
That Dave?
I'm forgetting his name. Is it Mark Zuckerberg?
No.
No.
Oh, you assholes.
I don't know.
Dave Portnoy.
Oh.
It just got now he looks like Zuckerberg.
That's Aaron Rodgers as a soccer star.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, rugby sport.
Zuckerberg.
Aw. Look at you as a baby, Dave.
I was a cute-ass baby. Zuckerberg couldn't look like that baby in his fucking best day. What a ridiculous fucking
comparison. Go fuck that guy.
So we have all the interview stuff now for Charlie, but she's been on the show. So I guess it's more updates because we've already, your world, you're still doing the DJing. I see you everywhere. So what is new? You were just on tour with Cheat Codes. You're blowing up still.
Yeah, dude, there's been a lot of shit that's happened even since I came on last time. Because last time I came on, it was like kind of right as everything was opening back up.
So
everything was just getting started. But I have my first year residency done in Vegas. I have one more left. My single is coming out on the 28th. It's called Inner Bloom. It's the first track that I helped write and sing on. So really excited to release original music this year. We just filmed the music video for it literally a week and a half ago. Harry Jowsey was in it. Emma Brooks McAllister. Had a bunch of my friends come and just, it was really, really fun. So that's coming out on the 28th. And then, I just went on tour with Cheat Codes. First tour I've ever done. It was crazy being on a bus with 9 dudes. Definitely. It was, they were like homies though. Like it was fun. Like they were super welcoming. And
they weren't trying to sleep with you? None of them.
No, thank God. That would have been terrible.
Yeah, I was about to say, Dave, I might have to start with you on that one. I think that might be cap.
Hey, there might have.
They might have wanted to, was, but they were.
Was more, there had to have been. There had to have been like, yo.
No, they actually all had They all have girlfriends, and they were literally in their like little coffin beds, FaceTiming their girlfriends. Most of them, yeah.
Are you single right now?
I am single right now.
Are you linked to anybody? I know the people were the Harry Josie. You made the video with. I don't know that you're a link, but people say you guys look good together.
Well, we Harry seemed to be vibing with it too. He was like responding back, being like, "Oh yeah, give me that."
So. Charlie is obviously a gorgeous girl, but Harry would vibe with a tree. Like Harry's entire brand is.
Yeah, he
just,
said that. He said that when he came on. He just slings dick.
Yes, big time.
Love and that for him.
What about your ex? You've made up with him.
Yeah, we're friends.
I don't think you were when you were on.
Not really.
Wait, who are we talking about here?
Taylor Holder.
Okay, I was just making sure.
Yep.
Just checking in. everything's good. Honestly, like, I've been so busy and just doing so much shit that I quite frankly, like, with the relationship drama and all that stuff, I am just friends with everyone. Homies chilling. Obviously in LA, there's just like so much drama and everyone's like really possessive. And there's a lot of like, what would you call it? When it's like people cross over a lot.
Incestuous.
Like,
incestuous.
It's super incestuous. Yeah. So I've just had a really hard time dealing with that. And honestly, after this whole past experience with all that, I've never had like a public relationship like that. Mm. It was just a fucking lot. I was like, I don't think I can date in the influencer space anymore.
I say this a lot, but it really reminds me of the show Friends. I say it all the time, but I feel like the social media world and the show Friends are so similar in how incestuous it is. It's just everyone fucking each other.
Kind of, yeah.
It's like the exact same shit.
I don't know how you deal with that if you really like somebody.
It's super hard. And yeah, everybody out here is not like really looking to be in like a long-term relationship. So even the relationships that do exist are not very like solid, which causes like a lot of problems too. But yeah, I'm good with Taylor, you know, just chilling with everybody. Harry's just a friend and... you know, single, not looking to mingle.
Got it. Or look, either way. Beauty and Pain, this is your, the pendants, right?
Yes. I'm wearing it. I wear it every day.
Silvana wears it. I left it and she stole it. She loves it. My girlfriend loves that pendant. She wears it all the time.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Yeah. We're coming out with rings this month. And another pair of earrings, and then with the smoke roses, we're gonna be getting into retail this year, which is super exciting. We have the goji berry cones. With Beauty and Pain, though, on the tour, we were selling the necklaces and the shirts. That's about to turn into like a whole apparel jewelry line, so I'm really excited for that. But yeah, this year, I'm just really, really looking forward to getting more into music. Like, DJing has been so much fun. Brianna, we're gonna have to go back to back sometime.
I know, we're gonna have to. I have like learning. I'm not, my first show's not till like April, but I'm getting there.
Wait, you have a show?
Yeah, I'm doing a little thing with Shaq, actually.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, Shaq is a legend. And he DJs like heavy trap music.
I know, he's crazy.
He plays it like what?
Time out.
What?
Brianna, you're doing something with Shaquille O'Neal?
I know. She always drops. Well, just, like,
I thought you were like, you're going
bombs
on your party till you're drunk tour, which is huge. And I know. But what do you mean you're doing something with Shaq?
No, it's separate. So I'm still doing my Sleep When You're Dead tour, but we're going to work it, like the DJing in when I'm ready. But I got asked to like host this thing with Shaq. And if I'm ready to DJ, I'm going to open for him.
Is it that thing that's happening in like pretty soon?
East Carolina, yeah. Thing that's happening pretty soon.
It's like Shaq and then like a couple other DJs. I saw that. That looks sick. But yeah, there's like Shaq's Funhouse. He like DJs.
Yeah, he does that at the Super Bowl.
DJ Diesel. Yeah.
Yes.
Crazy.
But yeah, DJing has been amazing and releasing original music is the goal just for this whole year. I've been in the studio so much. I just have a studio in my house and just been chilling in there. Smoking,
now,
you know?
Originally, we asked you to come on, and it just got delayed. We had miscommunicated. You were traveling all over the place, and we couldn't get the things. It's a little old, so I don't know how relevant it is, but you went viral, or your Halloween party, I should say, went viral, because a girl said you had to show follower count to get into your party.
That makes sense. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, that's me, you know, super right. Like that.
Just at the door tracking everyone's followers?
Every single one of my friends, after that, when they would come over to my house, would stop at my fucking door, and they'd be like, sorry, do I have enough followers to get in? And I was like, no.
So this was just totally bullshit?
Dude, it was insane. I was, this was on Halloween. I had a show in Vegas. opening for, who was it, Zedd or Tiesto. And I like literally planned this party in 12 hours. Like, I shot out the text like right before I went on. I was like, you know, what's going on Halloween? I was playing the whole weekend. I played Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I was like, what's popping in LA? I'm excited to go back. Nothing. No one had any parties planned on the actual evening of Halloween. So I was like, perfect. Right. I was like, I will fill this niche. But I was like, let's just have a house party. It'll be fun. So I made a little flyer, sent it out to just like my close friends. And within a matter of 3 hours, like, yeah, the address got leaked. Everywhere. It was getting sent everywhere. But I was like, 12 hours, like, not that many people are going to show up. Next thing I know, I live not in an area where there's parking or like space. And half of LA is outside of my house. I am sitting on my wall. People are jumping my fence, stepping. I had to pay like $5,000 in like damage and repair fees because people were just fucking up my front yard.
God damn.
And yeah, this girl couldn't get in. She was from, where was she from? Like Atlanta, like so far away.
She just visiting.
She just showed up to my house, and I was only letting my friends in, obviously, because it was like an intimate Halloween party. And she just couldn't get in. And I did say at the gate, I was like, show, or my security said, they're like, if Charlie follows you, show us and we'll let you in, because those are obviously people that I know. I only follow people that I know and am friends with. I never said anything about how many followers you have, but people just started like holding up their phones when we said that and showing their followers. I was like, no, that's not what we said. So she left, couldn't get in, and made that whole video because she was upset that she couldn't get
in. So now you were giving me grief before, you should have my back, because we had met already. And even though we don't know each other, it's like, of the different types of people we've had on the show, that didn't strike me as you. Like, I don't see, we've had other people, I could see them doing that. I wouldn't have seen that. So I had your back in
we
that
we talked
one.
About it on
yeah,
the
show. Yeah. I'm pretty sure we all said that was bullshit.
We said, even if you did, it's your house anyways.
Yeah, where were you guys? Where were you? Why weren't you at my party?
You didn't send us the flyer.
I didn't get the flyer. I didn't want to be like one of those people.
You didn't get it from the mass message?
Yeah.
I don't know that you followed me, to be totally honest. I would have been maybe one of the ones that don't
Dave
get
would have
in.
Been like, I can't get in. Yeah.
Dave would have been like, do I have enough followers or what?
Yeah.
I'm not even shitting you when I say Addison Rae's dad texted me and goes, see you at the party tonight.
Everybody.
Maybe like, that's who Tana was talking about, Addison Rae's dad.
Maybe. Nah, that's nah, like nah. A little He's bit cool. of a tip of the cap there.
No, but he be making moves. Him and his whole family. I see them everywhere. They're hustling.
Yeah, he makes moves.
Roses are red, violets are blue. We loved shaved balls. How about you? Valentine's Day is coming up, and we know just the gift to give to that special someone for any and all special occasions. So this Valentine's Day, it's time to give him a gift that 4 million men worldwide trust from Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. So Manscaped has everything to keep you groomed down below. We got the Lawnmower 4.0. So it's a performance package. It's the gift every guy needs in their life to make each and every day just a little more special. This product he's going to absolutely love is the Lawnmower 4.0. It's an electric trimmer designed to trim the hair on loose skin. And get this, the trimmer's advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on the delicate balls. It even has 400K LED spotlight so he can shave anywhere his heart desires. You got to stay cleaned up and groomed down there. There's a little care package. They got everything you need. So make sure to get your man something that he loves this Valentine's Day. You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code BFF at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code BFF. Give his Cupid an arrow from Manscaped this Valentine's Day.
We got games.
Yes.
I like this. Created for you. Dream blunt rotation.
Yes, sick a little game. Snake draft what? Action.
Oh,
dream blunt rotation?
We have a draft here where it's like you got to pick out of these people your dream blunt rotation.
This is the perfect segment.
Yeah, so we have a list of a bunch of people.
Wait, actually, Dave, I feel like we give a lot of slack and like shit to these people that make the game sometimes when they come up with shitty ones. So I think we should give them a little, yo, good job on this one. You know what
thousand
I mean?
Like,
this
was million percent.
This was a well thought out game. This was a beautiful idea. So whoever created this game, props to you.
Josh, I'm glad you said that. And it's because I ripped everybody a new asshole last week for not putting enough thought, because this is a very well thought out, great segment. I'm glad we're doing it.
Yep.
Whoever did this, Devin, Kareem, whoever, Gaz, good job. I expect this every week moving forward.
Now,
oh shit.
What is going on in my home?
So we'll let the guests go first. The order will be Charlie, Josh, just because this is how I see it. Charlie, Josh, me, Bree, me, and so okay. on.
I'm
so
dead
forth.
That Tana and Bryce are on there. That's yeah, like,
yo, who's picking them?
Because they definitely came on my Smoke Roses show, and then they both definitely can't smoke. But anyways.
I told you, I used to have Monster Hits Only Club until that got banned from the internet.
Yep. Yeah, you... all my weed content gets removed now.
Yeah, it's
like,
brutal.
Have you been dealing awful. With that? It's so
well,
annoying.
Dave's been off that trend.
He was, so dumb.
Yeah.
Okay, so first name, for sure, just, okay. It's between Seth Rogen and Snoop Dogg because...
Okay.
Okay, so I actually already smoked with Snoop Dogg, so I'm gonna...
Humble brag.
That was fucking
yeah, I was just about to say.
But Seth Rogen would probably be my first, my okay. first pick.
Okay. Josh?
We
gotta keep track of this, by the way, and let people vote who has the best.
Yeah, no,
team.
Devin's writing
going,
them down for us.
Okay.
Oh my god, dude, so hard. Fuck. I'm trying to decide between Will Ferrell and Dave Chappelle.
You guys are such rookies at this game.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say. You're not supposed to say.
You're just letting us know who to steal from you.
Yeah.
No, everyone can see the list, Dave.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about.
You're not supposed to give away picks.
What? Are you like? Are you gonna be like? Oh, you know what? I'm gonna change my mind because Josh's mind sounds like it's a better idea.
Yeah. No, think of something original.
I steal it. They won't be around for you anyway. You do you.
Fuck. I'm going. I'm gonna go Dave Chappelle.
You don't want to smoke with Martha Stewart?
That's hard too, but I'm gonna do Dave Chappelle. There's so many good names.
I'm going with Miley.
Nice.
That's a great one.
I'm going with Barack Obama for sure.
See, I saw that one up there.
Do you think Barack smokes weed?
Yes, for sure. I want to you could pick his brain about all the little government secrets. That'd be awesome.
And I bet you he doesn't smoke a lot, so when he smokes, he's just like an open vault. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, Barack is an open vault when he smokes.
So it's back to you, Bri.
Okay, back to me. I'm going to go... Let's go with Adam Sandler. I love Adam Sandler.
Such a good pick.
Rihanna.
Good.
I'm going to go Elon Musk.
That's a good one. Ooh,
that's a
I
good
like
one.
That pick.
That's
I
good.
Like
yeah.
That pick.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Yeah. I can figure out what's going to happen to our whole entire world in the future. I bet you that guy knows too much.
Damn.
Why the fuck is Mark DeMello in it on this?
rookie pick.
You know, it's not a surprise, but I'm going to go with Pete Davidson.
Oh fuck! I was going to pick him next.
Yeah.
And then it's
you pick again. You pick again.
It's your final one.
Absolutely, Lady Gaga.
Wait, she only has three picks, though.
Oh wait,
I thought we were doing four total.
Four total. So that's her team.
So that's your final pick.
Okay.
Yep.
So who do I got here? I got my boy Chappelle, Musk, and then do you throw in Cheech and Chong to make the circle a little bigger? Then you're waiting longer. Probably a lot of storytelling. I'm gonna go with. Fuck. This is so hard.
Who's Angus Cloud?
I'm gonna say
it's Fez from Euphoria.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna say, did someone pick Jonah Hill?
No, nope.
That's a good one. I saw. That.
Okay, I'm gonna throw in Jonah Hill.
Everything I wanted is just getting taken from me right now.
Rip.
I know what I was going to do for my team, but I'm a little worried. I'm going to go Matthew McConaughey.
That's good.
That's a great pick.
All right. So I have Adam Sandler, Barack Obama. Who would be? I really wanted Pete Davidson. Charlie stole him. Let's go. I'll go with Harry Styles.
I can't believe Jay-Z made it through. I was going to pick Jay-Z, but then I thought him and Rihanna would just flirt and maybe have sex, and I'd just be sitting there.
Right. Oh, you don't that going on during your session. Yeah, or no. What if they just had a fight or something? You know what I'm
because
saying?
Because they have some sort of history. But I love my – I'd be stunned if people didn't pick my team. Miley, Rihanna, and Matthew McConaughey, come on.
That's pretty good. My team's Harry Styles. People might just pick it for him.
So everybody, what was your team, Bree?
I had Barack Obama, Adam Sandler, and Harry Styles.
It's a good group.
He only picks three.
Josh?
Yeah, I got Dave Chappelle, Elon Musk, and Jonah Hill.
Good group. Good. And then Charlie?
Who did I have? I had...
Seth Rogen was your one.
Mm-hmm. Seth yes. Rogen, Pete Seth Davidson, Rogen. And I don't remember.
Pete Davidson and Lady Gaga.
Yep. Oh, that's all good one. Groups. That's a good one, yeah.
I mean, we said that for all of them.
Because I feel like me, Jonah Hill, and Dave Chappelle can just all laugh at Elon Musk in a way. Like, not rudely, but like...
Like, damn, what the fuck?
They're all... Yeah, just that? Like, be like, quiet, and just be listening to this guy go off, and we could just be like, oh my God, it would just be crazy.
That would be amazing.
So we got to set this up for people to be able to vote, right?
Yeah.
That's we'll have the results for next week.
Okay, and then another game, Boomer Zoomer. We haven't played this in a while.
Wait, hold on. Did you know that Matthew McConaughey gives lectures at Texas A&M?
Yes.
I did.
At A&M he does?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I think it's, isn't it UT? He's from Texas.
No, it's got to be Texas.
No, it's UT.
He's the biggest Texas.
My bad, my bad.
He would never do it at A&M. It's got to be at Texas.
I really want to go to one of his lectures.
Me too, just to drool.
At some point, yeah.
I did a pizza review with him.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he just as good looking in real life?
I don't know if anyone...
Oh, no, I can answer that. I did a pizza review with him, Jax, from that motorcycle show.
Yeah.
Okay. Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, okay.
Loves, oh, my God, yes. He's so... His name's Charlie.
Yes, girls love him. Charlie Hunnam or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I did it from the lead... With the guy, the lead character from Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, he's very good looking, too.
That's a group of great looking dudes.
That guy... Who's also a big Barstool fan, was by far the best looking of the group.
Yeah, I saw him in the office, and I was like, holy shit.
Henry Golding?
Henry Golding is stunningly good looking.
And then Hugh Grant.
And Hugh Grant was in it, yes. McGonaghy's good looking, but he's a little bit old. I mean, Henry Golding's his prime, stunning looking guy.
Yeah.
All right, Zoomer versus Boomer.
Zoomer versus Boomer. I'm sure this is geared towards me, Charlie, and Josh.
Are we supposed to guess who it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boomer.
No. You say the name. It, Kenny Mayne.
I have no idea.
You're supposed to guess the name of the person, not Boomer or Zoomer.
ESPN guy. Okay. This is by... They're trying to set this up, I feel like, for me to, like, guess somebody who's, again, going to be what's-his-face, but... Charlie.
I couldn't tell you.
All right,
who is that?
That's this Kenny Mayne. He's like, I knew... Mayne. You guys would have no shot at that.
No
sure,
idea.
He's a great guy.
All right, here's
the... Is it just... Oh, it's just...
Let's see if Dave can get this one. We all know it. Does Dave know it?
Yeah.
No clue.
No clue?
No clue whatsoever?
None.
Hit my shit with some pop in it.
Yeah. Don't know what that means. Who is it?
It's the baby.
Did you know that, Charlie?
No, actually.
Yeah, you were really awful quiet.
I thought Charlie would have known.
I thought she was just being quiet to let Dave answer.
Me too.
No, I definitely know who DaBaby is, but I don't know what he looks like. So right. Now I know.
Hey.
There we go. Wait, I feel like I know who this is.
Nah.
Yeah.
My brain is so bad, I'm going to start missing I know who it is, but...
I know his face. I have no idea.
Yeah, I can't.
Billy Bob Thornton. He dated Angelina Jolie in her prime, who may be the prettiest woman who ever lived in her prime.
Correct.
Wow, that guy's a goat.
He literally, they went to like the Oscars and walked out, and they're like, yeah, how are you guys? Like, well, I just fucked Angelina in the limo. I'm doing good.
Oh my God. That?
He actually said that?
Wow.
Yes, basically.
That is, wow.
And then she was like,
we have this girl every time. You guys do this. Is like,
do you know her? Do you know her now?
You do this to me every time. Josie.
Oh no.
What?
Josie? You're close.
Come on, you're so close. You're so close.
You're almost there.
Joja Sawa?
Yes.
Kind of.
Joja Sawa.
Joja Sawa. That's pretty much it.
Jojo Siwa.
Jojo.
You guys put this one on for me every time.
You always say you're training you.
No, but that was the closest we've ever gotten.
Picking up. I'm not that big.
Joja Sawa.
No, it's actually James Charles.
Yeah, right?
Is that Lenny Kravitz?
Yep.
There you go.
Good job. Yeah. Much respect. I didn't expect... If I say, who do we say Angelina Jolie is the prettiest woman of all time? He may be the best looking guy of all time.
He's a good looking dude.
Fly
I mean, how old is he here?
That might be now.
I think
this is now. He's pretty old. He's older, right?
That's what I'm saying. He's like, I think he's got to be like 50, 60 years old. He looks
57,
like
yeah.
Jeez.
Gray skin.
Yeah. Great. Skip.
Dave?
Wait.
Josh, do you know?
I need to... Wait.
Please, someone. Vest. Please, someone know who this is.
That's not... No.
Give it a try. Give it a try.
Does it start with a K?
What'd you say?
I know who it is. I just... Wait. The name is tip of the tongue.
Nobody knows. Fucking... Kid Cudi. What?
Yes. Oh, okay. I literally said, did it start with a K? Because I was going to say Kid Cudi, but I didn't want to be wrong because Kid Cudi is fucking amazing. Yeah, I didn't want to disrespect Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi, it's like that. So that's why I was like, did it start with a K? Yeah,
I've definitely never seen Kid Cudi in my life.
I'll be honest. It's not like he's a very like social media like guy. Like, it's like, not, he's not.
Yeah, I know exactly who he is. And everybody, he's one of those guys that I think like, he's your favorite musician's favorite musician. Like, everyone talks so highly about him. But I didn't know what he looked like.
Yeah, that's him.
Like my whole
You've got to watch the Kid Cudi documentary. It's got Shia LaBeouf in it with Silvano.
I'll avoid that.
Yeah.
No idea.
Dude, I'm going, like, struggling. 1 for 10 on these today.
Her chain says iconic, so she's got to be iconic.
Maybe her name's Icon.
What does it start with? Give me the first letter.
Does anyone know who she is?
M. Missy Elliott.
Oh, shit, yeah.
That's Missy Elliott?
Is that Missy Elliott?
Nice.
Is it?
I've never seen Missy Elliott, I guess, too.
Oh, yeah.
Me neither.
Damn. I love Missy Elliott, though. Never seen her.
I have seen Missy Elliott. She just doesn't look how I remember her. She hasn't. I haven't seen. I mean, she was big a long time ago.
Yeah.
She looks good.
Who's that?
I know who that is.
Dave, do you know who that is?
I can't tell if he's young or old. Like, I'm looking at his face. He looks like a teenager. And I look at his arms. He looks like maybe an adult. Who is it? No, I don't know who it is.
It's Alex Warren. Yeah.
He was in, like, the new Hype House show. One of the stars.
Got it.
Also, he's releasing music, too. He's crushing it.
Yeah, he's a singer. He's got some pipes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, fuck.
What's her?
I got it.
Wait, Mandy Moore?
That's it.
Yep.
Yes,
I love her. This Is Us, my favorite show.
That's how you know Mandy Moore?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
She was like a big time singer.
Yeah, I had no idea. She was that. I didn't even know that that's until crazy. Like last year.
Yes,
an actress. This Is Us is like wrapping up, right? They're doing like their last season or something.
Yeah,
like
last season, sadly. Yeah.
Don't even know what that is.
She was a big time like teen heartthrob. She's very gorgeous.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Last one.
Oh, damn. All right,
this is Josh's fucking roommate. What the fuck's his name?
You got this.
I now recognize him.
That's good.
Wait, now I'm blanking on his name too. There. What the fuck?
Really?
It's like so easy to remember this guy's name.
You guys got it.
It's the most common first name maybe ever.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Now I know. Yes.
And like the whole like his like stage name or whatever the hell you want to call that. I feel like it's just so easy to remember as well.
I don't know. Nope. I know who it is. I know it's your roommate. Yeah, you got the roommate part. And I actually love Anthony Rees. I like his look there too. He looks sharp there.
He's a very stylish guy. He has some of the craziest style I've ever seen.
So many of the... I guess you just call them TikTok kids. I've been going to the fashion shows a lot. Many fashion shows. I was like, is this the new avenue?
Kind of makes sense, I guess. Like, if your thing is outfits.
If your
online,
thing is fashion,
right?
Yeah. For sure. But they're also like just straight up like Blake and
Noah.
Not right? Noah. What's Noah's girlfriend?
Oh, Amelia.
Like, yes.
Or Amelie. I said it so wrong.
Yeah, I said Blake's girlfriend. Yeah, I know. I thought it was Amelia too. It's Amelie.
It's Amelie. Yeah.
Like she's like super into fashion. I'm like, that makes sense. But sometimes like the kids who are going to the fashion shows, I'm like, do you even like clothes?
Yeah. Charlie, do you have any planned Super Bowl week in LA?
Yes, sir. I'm planning on going, but when is it actually?
Oh,
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I didn't know if you're performing.
Yeah, I'm planning
or anything,
on going, but when is it?
Look, everyone's been telling, they're like this and this and this. I actually was supposed to DJ something for the Super Bowl, which would have been really exciting. Yeah, that'd be sick. Trying to figure that out still. But, dude, I honestly don't even know what day it is. Like,
Every football fan is so pissed right now. So angry. Like, they're just, Charlie's going to go to this game. And she's like, when is it?
Well, I don't even go to the game. When I say, and I have this debate too, when I say Super Bowl, I don't even mean the game. Like Super Bowl week,
Super Bowl weekend
is a lead up to the week.
Oh, where there's the whole week is amazing. Yeah.
All the talent, everybody in the country basically goes, and L.A. obviously is a party city to begin with. I think that's it. Charlie, welcome. So who else have we had for two-time guests? Charlie, Bryce.
You guys have had Vinny on. Harry Jowsey. Right?
Jake Paul.
Aww.
Jake Paul.
I feel honored. Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, I Hall appreciate it.
We appreciate
it. Two-timer.
Good luck.
Yeah, I have to. I know I only brought two necklaces last time, but if you guys need more necklaces, I also brought some rose cones. You know, got to restock you, Josh. Stoner.
All right.
I'll talk to you guys later.
See you guys.
See ya.
See ya. See ya.